Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you can check out the articles, check out the archives, check out the Brain Trust members, check out the newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week on Sunday by email. It's free. And it'll get you ready for the week ahead. And also, check out the blog. Our blog is fairly new, a couple of, I guess maybe a little over a month old, a couple of months old maybe. And check it out, because what the blog does, it brings everything right out front that we've done recently. All the new stuff, all the new interviews, the new articles, all that's kept right out front on the blog to make it easier for you to find the most recent things that we've done. And so I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and don't forget the RSS feature, which is on the blog. If you'd like to receive that information every day, you'd like to be reminded about what we're doing. You can subscribe by RSS, really simple syndication to the blog, and it'll do that. If you especially those of you who are listening on the internet. And I think that would be very handy for you. Adrienne Guglielmo is not with us. We are having a little technical difficulty hooking up with her. So it's just going to be you and me for a little while. One of the things that I want to talk about, I want to change topics just a minute, in just a minute. But one of the things I want to say right now, though, is the small business owners who are in the Gulf area, Southern Louisiana area, they're going to need our help, and I don't exactly know what all we can do to help them. I don't know what they're going to need yet, but one of the things that I do believe that part of the country is going to be better served to be reconstructed and rebuilt by private individuals, by private funds. I'm not real big on the government going down there and throwing a bunch of tax dollars at rebuilding that area. Now, there's some things that need to be done. There's some things, there are some things that the government can do. But I really believe that the marketplace is best rebuilt by the people in the marketplace, not by the government. And I'll be talking more about that as time goes by. But if you look back at history, if you look back at the great catastrophes that have happened in the past, and how those areas came back, they came back because individuals brought them back, and companies brought them back. And that's the way the marketplace works. And it really concerns me, and I've said this before, I've told you that it concerns me that the government is already talking about spending $200 billion rebuilding New Orleans and that part of the country. And that really, it bothers me that sets a precedent, because I think what's going to happen is the government is going to start getting into areas that they don't need to be in. And I really think that there are some things that the federal government can do to help those folks down there. I know that there is, but I really think we need to be judicious about that. I think we need to be very measured about that and make sure that there is a blending of resources from the private sector and the public sector to make sure that whatever is done down there doesn't create some kind of a new precedent where everything that happens, people turn to the federal government and say, you know, when are you going to help me? That's not the kind of attitude that made this country what it is today. And the attitude that we've had all these years has been the attitude that, you know, if it's broken, we fix it. We meaning individuals. We meaning private companies. And the more the government steps in to try to bail out individuals, the more that happens, the more we have what I think is what a lot of people call the victim attitude. And I will tell you that as we enter the 21st century, as we see all these new global competitors coming online, China and India and others, we're not going to be competitive if our first attitude, whenever we get a boo-boo, and I don't mean to minimize what's happened in the Gulf states. It's a catastrophic situation, and I know that. But whenever we get a boo-boo, me individually or my company individually or my region, whenever something like that happens, if we say, why isn't the government doing something about this? The more that happens, the more you get a situation like what you have in Japan right now. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, we thought Japan was going to really be a dominant player in the marketplace. Well, they do have the number two economy in the world, but they've been in a recession for the last 15 years, all but one year. They tipped out of a recession 1 year, and they're back in. And what we now know is the great Japanese model that everybody was so frightened of and so inspired by and so awed by was largely state-backed. A lot of those companies were backed by the state, and a lot of those companies borrowed money from banks and never paid them back, and they still haven't paid them back, and the companies haven't gone into bankruptcy. Somebody's propping those companies up, and it's the government. And so that's not the kind of a scenario that we need here in the United States. So as we talk about helping the people in New Orleans, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, now in Texas, and I've got many friends in all those regions, in all those states down there who are business owners, many small business owners. As we talk about helping them, you know, I think we need to be careful that whenever the government says, you know, we're going to go down there and we're going to just throw all this money at them, money that really the government doesn't have, it's going to have to borrow that money. Or get it from you and me by raising our taxes. Whenever the government says, when the president and others say these things, I don't think we should just automatically nod our head. Yes, that sounds right. We need to help those people. Well, yes, you know what? I do think we need to help those people. But when it comes to rebuilding the marketplace, rebuilding the economy, that will happen. That can happen if we get the right amount of measured, judicious support from the federal government, but not to do everything. The marketplace needs to heal itself. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's just you and me for a few more minutes. And Rod Kurtz is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are available to help the small businesses in the hurricane-ravaged area. Now we've got two hurricane-ravaged areas that to deal with. We've got the Katrina area, and we got the Rita area. Rita's doing some damage down in that part of the world and in the Gulf region. So it's almost, if you look at the storm tracks, it's almost like the hurricane god says, okay, let's make sure that we don't miss any area along the Texas Louisiana area and Mississippi, etc. But let's make sure that Rita just overlaps the Katrina just enough so that we don't miss anything. It looks like that's exactly what's happening. But back to my little tirade about who should be fixing, who should be helping out the small business owners, and those are the ones I'm primarily thinking of. The marketplace down there, the big companies would be fine. They've got The big companies, don't worry about the big companies. They've got insurance. They've got access to capital coming out their ears. There are 150 different ways from Sunday that they can go get the capital they need to rebuild. Don't worry about the big companies. The big companies shouldn't need a dime from anybody. Small businesses, we're going to need a couple of dimes. They're going to need a couple of dimes down there. But here's how you work this. All that you need to do is for the banks to say, let's say we got a business that's down there that got wiped out, and they want to come back. Okay, somebody needs to help them deal with. Somebody's going to have to help them deal with the debt that they already had, that they still owe, but they have nothing to pay for it. The banks that they owe that money to can work that out with them. Maybe the SBA can step in. That's federal government. I admit it. But my point is, that's the judicious way. That's the proper way for the federal government to step in, is to step in and let the SBA make some grants, but primarily loans, low interest, long term loans, to help them work out of that. And basically to the degree that the insurance didn't already cover the losses. And those are the kinds of things. The small business owners working with the banking industry, working with the SBA, working with their neighbors. Big businesses could help out small businesses if they wanted to. They could make sure that they give as much business as they can to the local businesses trying to get reestablished. There are a lot of different things. The marketplace is a beautiful, beautiful environment. It's a living, breathing organism. Pardon the mixed metaphors. And if you'll just leave it alone and let it work, and give the help where it is needed in a very proper, in a very judicious way, but not the government throwing hundreds of billions of dollars at it. Now, I'll tell you something else that bothers me right now. I don't think the President of the United States should be flying around basically coordinating hurricane relief. I don't think you should be flying around, you know, I don't know. It really bothers me that he got so tarred and feathered over the Katrina response, over the fact that the government was a day or two late, at least one day, if not 2 days late, getting on the scene in Katrina. Now, I don't know whose fault that was. I think I do know, but that's not my point. My point is the President of the United States has got a lot of things to do. He's got a big job. And I'm not saying he shouldn't be concerned about the hurricanes. I'm not saying he shouldn't make sure that whatever, you know, that the military's there, that the rescue efforts are supported by the government. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be doing those things. I'm not saying he shouldn't act like he cares. But for him to be flying around, positioning himself, basically, which is what's happening right now, positioning himself to be able to be directly involved, I don't know. That just bothers me, and there are plenty of people that can do that job, that can be reporting back to him. Let me put it this way, folks. What I'm seeing right now is not a good example of management, in my opinion. You know, this is not a good. The delegation is not happening the right way, in my opinion, right now. And so I don't see it as a good example of how to manage this whole thing. I'm not saying that the president shouldn't go down and visit the folks who've been hit by the hurricanes afterwards. But how many trips has he made to Louisiana? Three or four, at least? I think that's too many. I don't think that's necessary. But I think it's a result of what happened after the hurricane and all the bad press that he got. It's just an overreaction to that. But anyway, as we move into the days and weeks and months and years ahead, let's pay attention to how the support comes in, how it comes in from the federal government primarily, and we may need to respond and to let our elected representatives know how we feel about this. Let the marketplace heal itself with the right amount of help, the proper help, from the government, not just throwing money at the situation from the government. Quick break, right back with Rod Kurtz after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.